what Chris didn't say, but what I remember is to cook for the guru is a tremendous honor. And she was going to cook for Geetaji in Portland, and she didn't know what they would have in the kitchen up there. She drove her entire kitchen up there, pots, pans, cookware, you know. Okay, so next, Anna Delury. Anna and I went to Pune together. We were roommates in 1988. So we've known each other over a long period of time, and Anna was very fortunate to work with Geeta on some women's issues. And
do I need to use that? I have yes. A loud voice.
We have to put all last time with other people in a minute.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Hi, Anna.
So Lisa asked me to speak on women's issues. My first trip to India was in 1982, because Bonnie said to me at the age of, I was 22.
Hold the mic up.
Can you, you know, you should come to India. And I was like, oh, okay, sure. I'll go. Because I was 22, and I proceeded to get very sick, and Geeta took care of me, and I'm kind of a living, breathing example of gym for women. I've literally gone through every phase of a woman's life using that book and her teachings, from menstrual difficulties, to getting pregnant, to being pregnant, to recovering from pregnancy, postpartum stuff, menopausal things. So my interest certainly is personal, but it's also because I teach women, right? And when I started having pregnant women in my classes get pregnant in the 80s, I asked her what, you know, I mean, there's guidance in Gym for Women, but that's all we had at the time. And I asked her for some help, and she sent me to the library at Remy, which is in the basement. It's dusty, it's moldy. And this was the late 80s, there was no technology, so there are file cabinets. And she had written a series of articles for, I want to say the Times of India, but I'm not sure. I looked up in my notes and I couldn't find it. So they wouldn't allow anything taken out of the library. And I sat over a series of trips to Pune and hand copied everything. And her purpose in writing Gym for Women, certainly, and definitely the articles, was to demystify yoga, particularly in India, she told me. Because in India, especially at that time, it was considered dangerous for women to do yoga. It was definitely, you know, still men that did it. And that was part of her life's work, was to open that door of education for women, of yoga for women. And we take that for granted. We really do. I hear it in other systems of yoga. I'm very focused. And very tunneled into the Iyengar tradition. And so when I hear what's happening out there in this, what you call a yoga wave, that's just sort of tsunamied over the world, and how everybody takes things for granted, it really, all of the work on women come, my opinion, from her and her work. And so anyway, I copied all the articles, I brought them back. And a woman named Kathleen Pringle, who's in Atlanta, it was very exciting. It was the beginning of home computers. And she typed it all up, and we have a document of it. And that's where having some work that we can use for pregnant women and postpartum women in the States exists. And there's now a book by Rita Keller, who's from Germany, and Geeta worked with her for many years. I'm gonna cry too. I leak. I'm gonna miss her so much. I can hear her saying, don't cry. Yeah. because she used to say that to me. You know, I owe Bonnie a huge debt for kind of being my mother here and helping me find this subject. And some of you know Mary Dunn was my teaching mentor, and I learned to teach at her feet. But when Gita passed last couple months ago, I was thinking of how she, for me, and I think through all of us in this room who've been touched by her, and those of us who teach and who carry her work on, I feel sometimes while I'm teaching right now like I'm channeling her. Exactly. That it's not me. That's my responsibility, that's our responsibility to carry it forward. That she has, I think she's made me the woman I am. I think I've had a lot of personal difficulties. I've looked to her and her encouragement as a woman, as a householder, raising children, what it's like to do that, teach. Certainly my burdens are very small compared to what she carried. But that, her courage, her grace, her humility, serve as such a large example of how to exist. And I was fortunate enough to be in Pune twice in 2017. And she was very ill that year and didn't come out much. Marla, you were there part of the time. And I remember her saying to, when she would come out to groups, exactly what we just heard Chris say, we're all in this together. She couldn't understand why there was infighting between groups of yoga people. We all need to be here together, practicing together, sharing what we do know, learning from each other, because we only each carry a small piece. And even that might have been misunderstood, or somebody else may have another understanding, and we can all grow and learn together in this subject. And if beyond the gifts that she's given to women, truly opened this subject up, which we take for granted in the States because women kind of took it up first in the States. It's huge. If we can all share that contribution of her asking us to work together and be together, will be her greatest gift to all of us on the planet and in this study of this amazing subject. So thank you. Thank you for letting me cry.